Defining segments. The concept of segmentation has existed for some time, but the ways to segment markets have been evolving under customer-focused strategies. Historically, market segments were based, in the worst case, on preconceptions about the behaviors or desires of certain groups, or, in the best case, on research into small, representative groups of customers. Household cleaning products, for example, were aimed at women and emphasized effectiveness and convenience. Clothing retailers aimed at price niches, inexpensive, moderate designer. Entertainment producers aimed at age groups, children, adolescents, adults. This type of predictive segmentation can be inaccurate. For example, a large financial institution stereotyped young customers as being more interested in using the internet to fulfill their banking needs, and they directed most of their promotional efforts for online banking to this group. In fact, customers over age 50, who tended to have more assets and were therefore more valuable to the bank, were increasingly turning to internet banking. The bank was missing a more valuable market segment. Today, segments can be defined by customers' actual buying behaviors, and the result is more accurate segmentation. Customers for household cleaning products might be divided by a variety of factors other than effectiveness and convenience. Customers who want ecologically oriented products, who need products free of scents and dyes, or who want to buy all of their products at the same time from a distributor who can offer savings or rewards. Clothing retailers have subdivided the youth market into 4 or 5 segments, each with its own buying habits and preferences. Segmentation may occur in a customer-focused strategy by customer value to the business, by customer needs, and by preferred contact channel. Segmentation by customer value. Customer value can be defined as the actual or potential profit the organization can make by acquiring and retaining a given customer or customer type over the lifetime of the relationship. In the past, organizations treated customers as if they were all the same. Each received the same level of service and was charged the same fees for the products they purchased, regardless of how they affected the organization's profit. Today, more and more organizations are treating customers differently based on the differences in the customer's contributions to the bottom line. A large computer manufacturer, for example, does not treat all customers equally. Their database tells them who their largest customers are and how much profit they represent. The greater the customer's value, the better the treatment the customer receives. For example, someone who buys multiple servers is more likely to be offered special package pricing or be sent a postcard thanking the customer for their business. The computer manufacturer may decline to offer discounts to smaller businesses that don't generate the profit opportunities that larger businesses do. Leading-edge organizations are working to increase value generation from high-yield customers. They aim to acquire and retain profitable customers and get them to spend more. Exhibit 6-1 applies the Pareto principle to customer segments, showing how a small number of customers, about 20%, can generate a disproportionately large amount of total revenue, about 80%. Top tiers get more/better services. Exhibit 6-1. Pareto effect in customer segments. Segmentation by customer needs. Segmentation by customer needs revolves around the services or product features that profitable customers desire. These needs may refer to specific product or service features, contact channels, or logistics channels, time and placement. Defining what customers value can use customer-focused segmentation to analyze actual buying behaviors as well as information on the things customers are searching for, such as an entry into a search engine. When purchasing a product, most customers will search for the best value, but value does not equal price for all customer segments. Customers may perceive some purchases as commodities, and for those items, they will seek the lowest price. Other items or services may be perceived as more critical. For these buying decisions, other factors, such as reliability, longevity, or the convenience of the purchasing and post-purchase experiences, may be as or more important than price. It is important for businesses, therefore, to understand what the customers want, why, and how much. This is called a value profile. Once the value profile has been created, a value proposition can then be drafted that details how each segment's perception of value will be fulfilled by the product or service. The value proposition is a key part of the promotional strategy and customer relationship. For example, customers value something more than economy when they choose to shop in a retail environment for items they could obtain over the internet at a lower price. It may be the sensory experience of seeing and touching the product or of the retail store itself. The internet may offer too many choices for some. It may be the personal service received in the retail environment and the relationships formed with sales or service staff. It may be that they don't trust the internet. They may have been disappointed in the quality of products or services they have received, or they may be doubtful of the security of online financial transactions. These are the kinds of values that must be identified for the targeted segments and addressed in the customer-focused strategy, often in the form of segment-specific supply chains. Segmentation by preferred channel. Over the past few years, technology has given customers more options and better service, and has lowered the costs of doing business for organizations. Customers are increasingly comfortable making purchases or obtaining service without a live customer service representative, and may prefer that contact point or channel for specific types of purchases or services. Organizations may allow customers to shop online, track order progress, and view account histories. Customers may use websites to obtain installation instructions or documentation. They may value and act on informational or promotional emails. Because of potential savings, some business sectors have chosen to reward customers that use less expensive technology channels, such as a discount for setting up automated bill payment and paperless billing. Another option is to educate customers on the benefits of a particular channel. For example, automated call answering systems usually refer callers to chat services or websites for faster service and a chance to avoid a lengthy wait in a phone queue.